Chapter 22. Marriage to Elizabeth. After our wedding, Elizabeth and I commenced our honeymoon by water, sleeping that night at Evian, and continuing on the following day. The day was fair, the wind favorable. The sun was hot, but we were sheltered by a canopy. The beauty of the scene, sometimes on one side of the lake, where we saw Mount Salove, the pleasant banks of Mount Allager, and at a distance, surmounting all, the beautiful Mont Blanc. Coasting the opposite banks, we saw the mighty Jura.
Be happy, my dear Victor. There is, I hope, nothing to distress you. My heart is contented. Something whispers to me, but I will not listen to such a sinister voice. Observe how fast we move along, and how the clouds, which sometimes obscure, and sometimes rise above the dome of Mont Blanc, render this beauty still more interesting. Look at the innumerable fish, swimming in the clear waters. We can distinguish every pebble that lies at the bottom. What a divine day! How happy and serene all nature appears!
The sun sank lower in the heavens. We passed the river Drance. The Alps here come closer to the lake. We approached the amphitheater of mountains, which forms its eastern boundary. The spire of Evian, and mountain above mountain towered over it. The wind sank at sunset to a light breeze. The soft air ruffled the water, and caused a pleasant motion among the trees. As we approached shore, we caught the delightful scent of flowers. The sun sank beneath the horizon. As I touched the shore, I felt fear revive,